How does the moon get so bright? A homegrown theater group delves into a production about why it shines each night and what would happen if one night it didn't. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports.
Each night, an old man that lives on a cliff fills up the moon with liquid light.
Isn't it just like the sea to come between you and me?
He and his wife have been doing the same routine for so long, they've forgotten who they are and why they started filling up the moon in the first place.
You'd say don't hate the sea from the shore, the ocean was here long before.
One day, the wife hears a song across the ocean, and she leaves to find out where it's coming from.
So the old man wakes up, finds that his wife is gone, and has to make the decision to leave the moon and not fill it every night and follow his wife across the sea.
That's actor and singer Curtis Gillen.
And then disaster befalls the earth. Really, it's a mythical tale of how the moon became the way it is now, waxing and waning.
That's the premise of The Old Man and the Old Moon, a musical play by Pigpen Theater. It's an original show filled with folk tunes, powerful harmonies, and shadow puppetry. The 7-member theater company met when they were freshmen at Carnegie Mellon University in 2007. Gillen says the show demands imagination. Every sound is created on stage. Every prop is something recycled.
A pot and a garlic crusher can be a rooster only if you allow it to be.
An audience favorite is the lovable shaggy dog, Lucy. Her face is a Clorox bottle, and her body is a thick, stringy mop controlled by an actor's hand. In this scene, the old man and Lucy prepare to take to the sea in a boat made of burlap.
What do you say, dog? Will you help me build a boat?
The show highlights the cast's versatility with their do-it-yourself brand of storytelling. Everyone plays an instrument, takes on a character, or jumps behind a sheet to puppeteer. Artistic director Stuart Carden says the puppetry connects with the audience.
The description I call of their work is lo-fi high imagination. So it's like very simple things, but it activates your imagination in exceptional ways.
They were animals, doesn't mean they couldn't have been men. Oh, let's go down to Bremen, take my paw.
The ensemble has been working on The Old Man and the Old Moon since their CMU theater days. Carden says years ago, as a professor, he helped the guys focus the story to explore themes like duty, familiarity, and change.
And the play really addresses, I think, that quandary that we all have throughout our lives in big and small ways of when do we hold on to what's comfortable and the things that we know and routine, and when do we step out into something new, and why do we step out into the unknown?
Kirk Gillen is Pigpen's only Pittsburgh native. He says the group's non-traditional approach to storytelling lets them take risks they might not have in a more classical theater setting. Even the stage looks different than it might in other productions.
We struck all of the curtains. We're like taking anything away that makes it feel like you're in a theater.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
The Old Man and the Old Moon opens this weekend at the City Theater on the South Side. Off the stage, Pigpen Theater Company performs their original music as a band next week at Club Cafe.
I sooner